1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where we're about to get a taste of what it's been like for days in the Southwest. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says it's going to sizzle.
Tuesday, temperatures really start to crank up. Trenton and Philly topping out at around 95 or 96 degrees. And then as we move into Wednesday, then the heat just becomes unbearable. The actual air temperature in Manchester, New Hampshire is forecast to be 101 degrees. Then you add in the humidity, and that becomes a feels-like temperature closing in on 110.
And temps in the east will hover in the high 90s for at least a week. Well, it's hot and dry, and that's creating dangerous fire conditions in California. Correspondent Elise Preston reports on the post-fire.
Flames exploded in the rugged terrain just north of Los Angeles. High winds, hot temperatures, and dry brush fueling what is now California's largest wildfire this year.
The Tonys honor the best of Broadway, and on CBS,
the Tony Award goes to The Outsiders.
The Outsiders won 4 awards, including Best Musical. Producer Matthew Rigo.
Creating The Outsiders required an extraordinary collective of unparalleled artists coming together to tell this story in service of a singular vision.
Stereophonics won for Best Play. An 8-year-old boy was shot in the head when a gunman opened fire at a splash pad in Rochester Hills, Michigan on Saturday. 8 others were also injured. Police say the shooter took his own life. Mayor Brian Barnett says his city joins a growing list of places dealing with gun violence.
In the last 24 hours, I've had calls from the mayors from across the country, including from the mayor of Orlando, the 8-year anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting. Each of them sharing their stories of both encouragement and strategies when your community goes through something like this.
It's not a ceasefire, but there's hope that aid for Palestinians could be flowing again. CBS's Chris Livesay reports from Tel Aviv.
Israel has announced a pause in fighting to allow more aid into Gaza. Now, officials were quick to point out that it only applies to about 7.5 miles of road in the Rafah area and that the war with Hamas has not stopped.
Muslims across the world are celebrating Eid al-Adha, including in the war-torn areas of Gaza. Correspondent Skylar Henry has that.
In the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, worshippers held prayers by the ruins of a destroyed mosque. This man saying, "This Eid, there isn't any signs of celebration. There are no sacrificed animals. Now we sacrifice ourselves."
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, 2 different times, 1 fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media radio network.
I've got time, reasons why we've got tears pouring from our eyes.
Oh, we tried. She said.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Marston, a double dip to kick off your 7 o'clock hour. That was Keepsake. That's brand new. That just was just released not too long ago. Got the time, is a couple months old, but still a jam. Marston was in the studio with Rocker and Lili Lux and I last night on Max Inc. Radio. You'll be able to catch that podcast sometime tomorrow, Monday, at maxincradio.com. And thanks to Marston for coming in. I'm Jimmy Kay, hanging out with you on a Sunday night. Would love to hear from you. You can call or text us right now, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can call or text right from the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app yet, we got a nice link for you right now at maxincradio.com. Coming up this hour, we're going to have a conversation with Ellie Mabee and Daniel Stoffels from The Cancellations, and Genevieve Hayward is in the studio as well. They got a big tour happening around the Wisconsin and Illinois area. We'll find out about it all together in just a couple of minutes. Let's hear a double dip of The Cancellations right now, taking you to war on Max Inc. Radio. No night, or is it darkness far beyond your reach? You say you can see the end, you're just waiting to ascend. All the violence rocked while you were on your knees. Oh, you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war? When you see your reflection, is it marred with deception? How do you hold yourself so high above the brimstone and the flame and the cruelty in his name? Tell me, how is that a thing you can call love? When you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door, I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war?
Can't find the number for the guillotine. Oh, well, there's no one.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. That is brand new music from The Cancellations. We're All Gonna Die. That download is available right now on Bandcamp if you just search The Cancellations. On the phone with me is our first guest of the evening. Somewhere in Illinois is Ellie Maybe, and somewhere in the talk studio here in Madison is Dan Ostafos of The Cancellations. Hello, Ellie. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi.
And hello, Dano. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio to you as well.
Hi, buddy.
It's great to see you. It's great to hear you, Ellie. I wish you were here. We'd shake hands or something like that.
I do, too. You're much more interesting than the highways outside of Rockford, Illinois.
Oh, so you're in Rockford right now. All right. Make sure you stop at a dispensary and pick up a little something special for me, would you?
What does that mean? I don't understand.
I don't understand what that means either. Hey, Ellie, The Cancellations...
I've never heard of this.
The Cancellations' new music is really good. I really enjoyed the song we just played, We're All Gonna Die. Give me the elevator pitch of what that song is all about.
It's about eating the rich. Feasting on billionaires, guillotines, and some such.
So it's somewhat political is what you're saying.
No, just, you know, normal love song about eating the rich.
Well,
watching their corpses wither while the proles take over.
I wait till they wither before I munch on them.
Yeah. You know, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's like jerky.
Right. I would imagine, Ellie, there's a lot of news a lot of stuff happening with current events where you would have a lot of songwriting material.
Definitely. It's something I talk about a lot, actually. I've noticed that my songwriting has matured into crotchety political banter in the last 10 years of my life out of the casualty of having a healthy marriage. I just don't write love songs anymore because we don't ever fight. So now I just have to write songs about fighting with politics.
Right. Is there a specific issue that you're passionate about that you seem to write a lot about?
Women's rights. Reproductive rights.
And all that very important as well, you know?
Yeah. But we have a song on this EP called Walking with Weapons that will be out a little later this year. And the statement was made by our friend Megan Weber, where she just said, I'm tired of walking with weapons. And it resonated with all of the women in the room so heavily. And I took that line and wrote a song around it, and it took about 45 minutes because it all just fell out. You know, you fight for equality your entire life, you fight for your own safety your entire life, and things sort of materialize in poetry and art when you're passionate about something.
Absolutely. The Cancellations are on the air with us here on Mad Radio 92.7 and across the Civic Media Radio Network. Dano, I've been watching you on TikTok getting the van ready for this tour that you're all getting ready to do.
Old Vanimal.
What a project that you did. What made you go and say, hey, we're going to build this band, this van for the Cancellations?
Oh, well, I was full on for a camper van for a really, really long time, like a number of years. And then finally I got a job. I had enough money to get one. So I just spent all my time at Lowe's, all my free time, round the clock. And I spent about 2 months building it out so that I could live out of it, camp out of it, wherever, but also so that we could tour out of it. And that's, and recently I put together a lot of modifications so that it was like fully tour ready. And it's perfect. This is the maiden voyage for actual touring with it right now, and it is El Fuego.
Ellie, is the Vanimal up to your standards as far as a touring vehicle?
Oh, it's way better than the Kia that drives for you through Rockford, Illinois.
Right.
I mean, the driving features are great, but it is not quite as comfortable as the futon and the van and the television that we can watch The Office on while we're on the road. So Dan has that going for him in the van, for sure.
We were driving up here, and I was cooking eggs on the highway while we were moving.
You weren't driving, though. Somebody
were
else
you
was driving.
Were actually driving?
No, I had the cruise control on. It's fine.
Cooking eggs.
Oh, so it does of those features. All right, we're just going to crash the Kia and walk the rest of the way, and we'll all get in the van.
Meet you there.
That's funny. Cooking eggs in the van while driving down the road. At least he had the cruise control on.
Yeah,
that's,
and DB.
That's good there. Dan Ostafos, Ellie Mabey on the phone with us. Talking about the cancellations, you all are about to do this big tour. The first show is Tuesday here in Madison at the High Noon Saloon. Ellie, you've got to be excited to hit the road and do what you love, play music in front of people.
It's really all I think about because I'm gainfully unemployed, and we only tour like 2 weeks out of the year, so this is the only time I ever feel useful, and music gives me that. Music gives me 2 weeks to live out of a year.
What are some, obviously you're going to be in Madison at the High Noon Saloon on Tuesday. What are some other stops that you're doing that you're really excited about?
I'm really excited to get home to Sturgeon Bay and call it home because we all know each other from Steelbridge Songfest, and it's a songwriters festival held in Door County, Wisconsin, at a little motel called the Holiday Music Motel, and we all get together and write songs for a week. That's how I met Dan, and Dan introduced me to Joe. That's how we met Genevieve, who we're on tour with, and it's just a big song family, and getting back to this little town in Wisconsin once a year on tour is like the highlight of the tour every time.
Angie, calm down. Ellie didn't miss you by on purpose there. Angie's on all purpose because you didn't mention her name there.
I don't know her from Steelbridge Songfest. I also love you, Angie.
Perfect.
Perfect. The new songs, the one we just heard, We're All Gonna Die, we're going to play Smile in just a couple of minutes. These are all singles coming up in advance of a new EP or album that the cancellations are releasing, Ellie. Tell us about this new music that you're releasing, and when can people get it?
Well, this Smile and We're All Gonna Die, which are the lead-off singles, and why the EP is called Smile, We're All Gonna Die, because we're very original. Those came out, We're All Gonna Die just came out Friday. Sorry, I am brain dead from driving. We're All Gonna Die came out Friday. Our next single will be out in, August, mid-August. That's when I said. And then the entire EP should be out by the fall, and hopefully we'll do a little more touring on that. These are some older songs that we've re-recorded and revamped with the full band, and some brand new ones like Smile and We're All Gonna Die.
And the artwork that that I saw on Bandcamp, it's really good. Talk about the art.
So the art is actually a photo that Genevieve took of our dog Maverick while he got his lip stuck on his mouth, and it looks like he's smiling, and we had him wearing a party hat. So it just seemed perfect for the title Smile, We're All Gonna Die.
That's perfect. I'm always in support when pets are being used in art. I like that. Ellie, it's a pleasure to talk to you on the phone.
He likes it too.
Say hi to Joe for us. We here in Madison, we can't wait to see the cancellations with Genevieve Hayward and Braj Menagerie. That's at the High Noon Saloon Tuesday, June 18th, starting at 7:30. And then you're going to be in Sturgeon Bay on Wednesday. Thursday, you'll be down in Milwaukee at the Ancora Coffee. And then back home for you, I guess, in Chicago, right, Ellie?
Yep. Shots of Malort and regretting my decisions and playing a show.
Stay away from the Merlot. That stuff is not good.
Oh, the Malort.
Merlot.
No.
No, that's like a practical joke that you play on each other all the time.
That's exactly what it is. Hey, do you want a shot of Malort?
No.
I've never had it before. Oh, you're going to love it.
Thank you, Ellie. Appreciate you.
The Chicago Standard. Hi, Jimmy. Good to hear you.
Let's do the brand new cancellation song. This song is called Smile. You're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Intimidating, I don't second. This is when I say, okay, I'll gut you like the pig you are. Send your mother your pervert heart. I don't need a smile. I don't owe you my time, and you don't need my name. When you're next in line. Oh, now you seem a little afraid of me. I guess I can be intimidating. I don't need a smile. I don't owe you my time, and you don't need my name.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, my name is Shane Christopher Nail, and each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central, I'm going to bring you the Indy 45 radio show from Niagara Falls, Canada. The show features a lot of Canadian indie bands of all genres, plus, of course, some artist interviews and some special features as well. It's Sunday nights from Niagara Falls, Canada. It's the Indy 45 radio show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You should check it out, eh?
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sunday night across Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K, Max Inc. on Civic Media. Don't forget to grab the app right now if you don't have it on your mobile device. We would love to have it on your mobile device. Just get it right now at civicmedia.us. Genevieve Hayward is in the studio. We're going to have a chat with her in just a couple of minutes. Plus, Shane Christopher Neal and the Indie Rock 45 show coming up at 8 o'clock. Let's do some Genevieve Hayward right now. Don't forget, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Breath every chance I get. Air feels nice, fall comes quick. Curious waves whisper what's next. Time spent alone can heal and break. Take me to the river where we'd wait for silent talks to fill up our days. Don't forget. Songs and a hardened tongue built the safe to lock in the love. prove. You never noticed me till I spoke true. That's the last time I saw you. Don't forget all we said. You've got me down. I don't know how. I spent so long wondering why you kept me around just to waste my.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
On Sunday night, Civic Media, we are local music. That is so good. Genevieve Hayward and All Along. Before that, don't forget, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text us directly from the Civic Media app. In the studio with us right now, it is Genevieve Hayward, and we also have Angela Morrow. Did I say that right?
Morano,
I'm sorry.
All good.
On keyboards, and then Dano on drums. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, everybody.
Hello.
Goodness, thank you.
Genevieve, I'm
more than excited to meet you in person.
Cool.
I didn't know about you and your music until Dano was like, hey, you want to meet Genevieve Hayward? And I'm like, sure.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Yeah,
he does awesome. A lot of good intros for me, for sure.
Thank you very much, Dan. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
The music that we're hearing, is this all brand new music that just came out?
No. So this stuff that you just heard has been out for a little while now. I started working with a new producer down in Nashville and kind of released single after single. And then I was touring for a while there, and then I just recently moved to Nashville about 7 months ago. So now that I'm down there, I had a little more time, and we just got into the studio with that same producer that did all the stuff you heard. So hopefully we'll have some new stuff coming out by the end of this year.
That has to be pretty exciting to get the new music out to the people.
Yes, yeah. Very excited for it.
Let's take you back a little bit to find out who you really are and stuff. Now, you're originally from Wisconsin, from Lake Geneva and Sturgeon Bay, right?
Yeah, born and raised Wisco girl. I was born in, technically I was born in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. I grew up in Lake Geneva, and I moved to Sturgeon Bay full time about 6 years ago. So I was staying up there pretty much right after high school, and then Nashville. So.
Growing up, what was your musical influences like? And, you know, when did you start getting into music, making music, writing songs?
Yeah. I've been in music since I was able to make sounds. My mom saw that in me in a really young age. So she put me in every class lesson, took me to shows, like everything you can do with a kid. My dad was super involved too. So piano lessons, and then honestly, when I started doing a school of rock, that's when I was like, huh, because then I kind of got a different view of, you know, Fleetwood Mac and the Beatles and Soundgarden, all these different bands, and then started doing some writing festivals, Steelbird Songfest. Ellie mentioned that before me. That's where I met Dan and Ellie, and being around a lot of artists at a really young age and writing with them kind of influenced me, so... But the music has always been there.
And Angie, you were telling me off the air, you're from Massachusetts?
Yes, I am from Massachusetts.
What city?
It's a little town called Mendon.
Okay.
And if you take a left out of my neighborhood, you are in Rhode Island. So I'm basically not in Massachusetts.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What brought you here to the Midwest or Wisconsin or I guess down in Nashville where you are now, right?
Yeah, I live in Nashville full time. I also moved there for music. I graduated from Berkeley in Boston last May.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And then I decided to try and pursue music full time. So I'm living in Nashville and I play keys for Genevieve and I'm here on tour with her. And
woo-woo.
It feels just like fate the way that we met.
Yeah.
Do you do anything else besides keys or do you sing, play other instruments?
Yeah, I'm a singer as well.
Nice.
Y'all should go check out Angela's music. Angela Morano, she's a phenomenal singer-songwriter.
Dana, why didn't you send me music from Angela? Why didn't you do that?
Yeah, what?
Come on, man.
I'm so sorry.
Dano, you can't do all of it? You can't do everything?
I'll do more. I'm so sorry. I'll do more things.
Dano, what was it about Genevieve, about her art, her music, that made you say, hey, I want to play drums in this band with Genevieve?
Oh, well, I mean, it's a no-brainer. She's amazing. Sorry, I would never say that to her face.
Yeah, what you?
But... but truth be told, it was... I actually met her when she was 16 at... in Sturgeon Bay, Steelbridge Songfest, as we mentioned. And she was a complete dingus.
Total dingus.
And I am a complete dingus. And we just got along. And the rest of it is just the domino effect, you know? Mm-hmm.
That Steelbridge Song Festival, there's so many good stories of networking with artists and with other artists. And just the general music and the creativity that comes out of that place, just absolutely amazing. What Genevieve, what did you take out of the Holiday Music Motel that you hang on to?
Yeah, honestly, my whole entire music career, I take all of it away from the Holiday. It was like the first time in my life as a young, striving musician that I realized you can do music full-time and you can make a career out of it. And also, like, Dano said, we use the term dingus a lot, and dingus is just somebody they're a dingus, and meeting other dinguses, they feel like your family, just other goofballs that get it, kind of, like, especially when you're young and you're trying to figure out the art scene, and you feel kind of like an outsider, and then you meet this group of people that brings you in, And there's a lot of that in the music industry too. Like Nashville has a lot of that. That's something that I've found since moving down there. I mean, I met Angela literally 3 days after moving there, and we instant connection, you know? So
it was
Angela, a dingus.
Angela, dingus.
That's why it was a natural fit, right, Angela? Yep.
Yeah. It was pretty, it was actually jarring the way that Dan came up to me, and we spent a half hour trying to guess each other's birthdays.
I started at January 1st, and I just kept
we just kept going until we hit it.
Yeah. September 22nd.
You know what? You're not close at all.
Okay. Closer than I was, though.
That's the only guess I'm going to take. What is your birthday?
August 30th. You were kind of close.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but give the guy a break, Angela. Jesus.
And Dana's birthday is like basically right now. Yeah. Just, it's in 2 days.
Yeah.
That is correct.
My birthday's today.
Today's your birthday?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Sorry, my birthday's in April.
Liar.
Yeah, I suck.
We can make mine today, though. Yeah, let's do it.
Genevieve, Angela, Daniel hanging out here in the studio. We're talking about the Genevieve Hayward songs and artists. We're going on tour. We'll talk about that in a second. Kind of touched on this just a couple seconds ago about the DIY, doing it yourself as an artist. You're recording your music. Obviously, you write your own music. Mm-hmm. You're the marketing is the big part of it, though. Talk about being an independent artist and taking all these chores on.
Yeah, there's so much you can delve into with like the DIY artistry. I'm really thankful to have Dan because for a while I was doing it all myself. And I think what a lot of people don't take into consideration is when you're doing DIY stuff, it's not like people are like, well, what do you do during the day? You know, and I'm like, why I don't roll up to these venues with my guitar in my hand. Like, can I sing? You have to do all the nitty gritty details. And then when you get a band, you got to account for them. Like, where are we sleeping? When are we eating? When's loading? Promotion, blah, 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 all that stuff. But Dano has been, I moved in with Dan and Ellie, you know, a few months ago.
We all live in the van.
Yeah, we all live in the van together.
Down by the river,
five
right?
of us.
Yeah, by the river. That river. But ever since that happened, like I have felt like the weight has been lifted off my shoulders a little bit. I mean, I barely booked any of this tour, but I've always booked my own stuff. You know, I've never been signed to a label. I've never been signed to any big management or booking agency or anything. So,
Was that hard to let go of that responsibility about booking a tour? Because booking a tour is that's a huge job, you know. And if you've done it before, and you're letting somebody else do it, how did that go for you?
I would say Dan's probably the only person I would like fully trust. I mean, I'd give him my password to everything and just be like, there you go, just take it.
To your Pornhub account.
Yeah, that was the hardest one to get. But you know what? We got through that one because there were some ups and downs with that.
We needed stuff to do in the van.
Yeah.
And income is nice, you know, from it.
Income's nice, yeah. But, oh my God.
What's your secret as far as staying balanced?
Staying balanced. Oh gosh, staying balanced, sleeping. Here's the thing though. It's great to live a healthy lifestyle, eat the healthy food, work out, drink a lot of water, not drink too much. But one thing on tour is you cannot put too much pressure on yourself ever. You should just really go out and have fun and appreciate all the moments you have. And then know when it's time to work, but you gotta know when it's time to play too, or else you're gonna literally lose your mind.
Dano, you've been on tour many, many times in your life, both playing and, you know, doing sound for bands and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to keep yourself sane while you're out on tour?
One of the things that I learned is, and this is kind of like the outside perspective. So when you're green to touring, you look at it like, oh man, you're going out there, you're traveling everywhere, you're meeting all these new people, you're having sex with all these girls, and you are partying every night. But that's not it. That's like the perception, right? And what I learned was, don't party hard, man. Give your chance to set your own boundaries and give yourself a chance to like rest. It's like just getting a good night's sleep is going to make you good the next day. And especially if you're a vocalist, if you're not getting good sleep, your vocal cords are going to cook quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Angela, I would assume too, you've been on tour a lot yourself, right?
No.
No. So is this like your first tour?
I play in another band. I play keys for a few people in Nashville, and then we did a little Midwest run back in January, and that was my first like on the road. But this is like the longest thing that I've done.
So from that first tour to what you're about to embark on here, is there any tricks or traits that you picked up on the first tour that you're going to apply on this tour?
Well,
on this one, drink a lot of beer.
On this one, we're going to drink a lot. No, I'm kidding. Honestly, like, it's just so important to take space for yourself. Like you're confined with these people for a long time, and like these are like my really, really good friends, but you know, everyone can drive you up a wall at some point.
Yeah.
And Genevieve and I will be sharing a bed most of the night, so I'll try not to, you know, kick her in my sleep and stuff.
That's what Genevieve's worried about, you kicking her. That's the one.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Any snorers in the group?
No. Dan?
I don't snore.
You guys would hate me. If I was in your band touring with you, you'd probably kick me out in 30 seconds.
Yeah. I've been told I'm a silent sleeper, so...
844-967-2789. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. We're talking with Genevieve Hayward. You're going on tour. Let's talk about some shows here.
Yeah.
We only got a couple minutes left here. The first show is Tuesday here in Madison at the High Noon Saloon. That's going to be a great show. It's going to be the Cancellations, Genevieve Hayward, and the Brash Menagerie. I love those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Have you met any of the Brash Menagerie folks?
I don't believe so, no. Yeah,
they're awesome.
Cool. I'm really excited. I'm also really excited to play... with a band in the High Noon. I've played the High Noon solo and I've done the patio shows, but being inside there, I'm stoked.
Yeah, this is a great venue.
So excited.
What's after High Noon?
I'll just run on the list here. So Wednesday, we're heading up to Sturgeon Bay. We're playing a little venue called the Tambourine Lounge, connected to the Holiday Music Motel. After that, we're going to head to Anodyne Coffee in Milwaukee. Then after that, we're going to do Badger State Brewing in Green Bay. We got Kohl's in Chicago. We're going to take a little break. Head to Iowa. We're playing an amazing venue I played once called the Octopus. Then we'll go to the Lift in Dubuque, which I've never been to, all the way back up to Fish Creek, which is above Sturgeon Bay, my favorite bar called Hill Street. And after that, we got the big kicker of the tour. We are playing Summerfest on the Briggs and Stratton stage, and we are playing before Ethel Kane and Sarah Kinsley and Quinny and some of my favorite artists, which is crazy.
No kidding.
Very excited for that last one. Yep.
Summerfest is always a great time. Well, congratulations on the tour. Congratulations on all the success for all of you that you've enjoyed so far. And hopefully there's more to come for all of you.
Thank you.
Genevieve, tell me about this song, Lame. It actually gained a lot of radio play in a radio contest down in Nashville.
Yeah.
Tell me about this song.
Yeah, she did good. Lame is about how it pretty much is pretty lame to be an adult. It sucks. And to just not take stuff too seriously. Like, how did life get so lame? You know, one day you look around and you're like, I've been in this habit over and over and over, and you got to snap out of it sometimes. I'm going to do this really annoying self-promotion thing. If you got your phone, you want to go on Instagram and drop me a follow. That's always really helpful. And you could see all the stuff we're doing because I post a million times a day. Instagram handle is at GENHEYWARD, Jen Hayward. Thank you so much for having us today.
You nailed it there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. Angie, great to meet you. Dano, love you. Thanks for coming in.
Woo! Max Inc. Radio for the people.
See y'all at the High Noon on Tuesday.
Ride the flame. The clouds grew bigger every day. Ignore the now, you'd say. Bury the past. Future's fading quick. Start running fast. But we never ran. We just sat counting the cows. Keeping busy, laying low. Making sounds, trying to find a sliver of hope. Before I could cry, you were my favorite ghost. Used to love a good fight. I couldn't stand it, but I held tight. How did life get so kept on praying that you had been saved. So see your pathic tendencies had me down on my hands and knees. If it hurts so bad, then why don't I leave?
Genevieve Hayward, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. You know, the song might be called lame. The song is not lame at all. Super good. Thanks for coming in, everybody. Appreciate your time. Shane Christopher Neal, the Indie Rock 45 show, the encore performance of Live in the Lair from last night at Max Inc. Heavy at 10 o'clock. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Sick of the feeling when they choose someone else. I'm tired of knocking at this door that everyone's been at before. I started.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Ever take a vacation? Let's talk about hotels and junk fees. Junk fees are these surprise charges that just pop up when you check in. They're called resort fees or curation fees or some other vague junk that wasn't included in the price when you booked your hotel online. Hotel junk fees cost travelers an average of $26 a night, roughly $3 billion a year, according to Consumer Reports. So how do you avoid them? You do your homework. Now, sometimes a website's going to have like a display.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.